How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a man who devoted his life to perfect a device that would save the lives of his fellow men. But first, a word from your announcer. Truer words were never spoken. Now step with me behind the scenes to the office of a machine shop in Schenectady, New York. It's the noon hour of a very hot day in August. The machinery is still. All the machinists and office clerks are at lunch. That is, save one. At his desk, we see a young man, his sleeves rolled and his collar open to catch any breath of air that might stir. He's writing figures and making several mechanical drawings on the pad before him. The young man was so engrossed in his work that he didn't see the little girl enter the room and timidly approach his desk. He hardly noticed her when she stood at his elbow. "You'll take one, won't you, sir?" a childish voice asked. "It's only 10 cents. "Take what?" he asked. So busy was he with his fingers and drawings that he didn't look up. "This magazine." She laid it upon the desk before him. "I'm spending my vacation selling them. Maybe when I grow up, I'll have enough money saved to go to college." George finally noticed his caller. She was a cute little thing, all freckles and long red curls. "All right, miss, just leave the magazine on the desk." He handed her a dime. She took the money, curtsied daintily, and went on her way. George went back to work on his drawings, perfecting the invention he hoped someday to patent. That evening after dinner, George took the magazine from his pocket and began to glance through it. It wasn't much of a magazine. He was about to discard it when suddenly his eye fell upon a short item. The article described the building of the Mount Cenis Tunnel in the Swiss Alps. The engineers had designed huge drills using compressed air as power. In a flash, the young inventor saw the solution of what had always been a baffling problem. For years, he'd been working on a train brake that would be handled from the cab. The trainman had always had to rely upon the clumsy and unreliable hand brakes on each car. If a device could be made to stop the train immediately, the lives of thousands of passengers might be saved. He sat down and began making sketches. George spent his spare time perfecting a working model. Then he took his invention to one railroad manager after another, but none of them had any faith in it. But the young inventor was not to be discouraged. At last, he got in touch with Andrew Carnegie and two other interested gentlemen from Pittsburgh. It was arranged to equip a train with a patent brake and give the invention a practical test. It was a clear, crisp autumn day when George and his friends boarded the passenger train on which the brake was installed. The train was to make a run between Pittsburgh and Steubenville. The train was speeding around a sharp curve when directly ahead of them on the track, the trainman saw a heavy wagon loaded with produce. The farmer was frantically beating his balking horse. The train was almost upon them, its whistle screaming a warning. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. Hand brakes would have been useless in this emergency. The engineer threw on the air brakes, and a collision was averted by the margin of a foot or so. The train had stopped so suddenly that all the passengers were thrown flat. George's invention had proven its worth. He went on to invent many other useful devices to speed transportation and production and introduce the use of gas into industry. Many of the things we use today were likewise designed by George Westinghouse. This is Knox Manning inviting you to journey with me again tomorrow at this time into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.